And I'll turn my video back on. So how is everybody?
Wow.
I love you, Gail.
Love you right back, Kate.
So did a question come up for you or something that you want to share? Did you see what you want really clearly? What happened?
Well, I've mentioned this to you. I haven't ever mentioned it to anybody else, but the biggest desire of my heart is to be able to communicate with my late husband. And I've had all kinds of emotions about that. And, you know, maybe it is not for my highest good. But would I have the desire if it wasn't, something that I should desire? So I'm opening myself to just at least stopping being negative about it. I'm moving in the direction of believing. Okay. And I will contact Rachel.
Okay. Good job.
Eventually.
You know,
right now we're focused on William.
Yeah. Remember in the book, Waiting the Other Room? And I don't remember if I said this or not in the book, but when Magic was standing on the end of the desk and he was growling at the dark hallway, I knew my dad's essence was there. And I thought, if I see him, that is so going to freak me out. You know, I mean, all those things are running through your head. And I think that's why I haven't seen him across the room. I see him in my mind's eye. I hear him talking to me, but I don't see him across the room. I would love to do that, but I know I have that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason I have that fear is because when I was little, of course, he was a farmer. And he moved us back from Joplin, Missouri back to Arkansas. And we lived in a little tiny farmhouse. And when we would go to bed at night, I would beg my mom to please don't go to bed before I did. Don't just please stay awake until I get asleep, because I could hear things moving around in my room. And I would be so scared that I would be under the covers. And I remember it was summertime and I had sweat just rolling off of me. I was soaking wet, but I was terrified to pull the sheet back because I could hear things moving around in my room. Now, could it have been my brothers trying to freak me out? There is that possibility. I don't think that's what it was, but it is possible. But it still gave me that fear. So you might look, Gail, back at, is there anything that could have happened in the past that would cause you to fear speaking with someone who is deceased? Could it be something that happened in church? Something even in talking to a friend or your parents? It could be something from a long time ago. Just take a look and see if there's any fear. And you might find that when you take that look, maybe there's not anything there and you can see there really is nothing to be afraid of.
Thank you.
You bet. Did anything come up for anyone else?
I was just going to say, you know, I have my daughter, her birthday is the end of June, would be the end of June. She passed away 15 and a half years ago. And the desire, like you were just saying, to communicate with her was so strong. And then I figured out that I think if I ever had that one-on-one community, I've talked to her through angel readings, you know, a whole bunch of those over the years. But if I ever saw her, ever communicated with her direct, it would be, let's do it again. I would never be satisfied. And that's what spirit showed me. Because my other daughter, Sheena has visited her so many times. She used to poke her in the middle of the night. And I was like, oh my God, I would just, I'd beg for that. But I can't handle it. like you're saying, even if it isn't fear, if it's just not what is in my heart, spirit. And spirit knows that.
Well, Gail's husband's at her house all the time. Gail's husband is at her house all the time. He really didn't leave. And I think that that is a, that was an agreement the two of you had before he crossed over, that he wasn't really, I mean, he's crossed over, but like my dad, he's come back. She got rid of a chair he sits in, and he sits in that chair. He brought it back. It's still there. It's still there. So, you know, but we're all different. We're all different in how we communicate. You know, I have friends that, you know, when I talk about speaking with spirit, I mean, you can hear a pin drop. You know, it's just not for them. And then I have others who, you know, they want to know what to do and how does it feel? And, you know, it's just like talking to you right now. You know, and I am a source of entertainment for my dad. A definite source of entertainment for him. Okay, anybody else?
I just want to say something.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep.
Everything's all wonky inside me. I just really appreciate understanding how we're moving our energy. Because I've had two shifts, major humongous shifts, and I'm exhausted after each one. Mm-hmm. And I have to do the deep breathing and I have to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
But it helps to know, because then the next day, everything's different.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that these two huge things that came up for me, which were, they're absolute miracles. I had one today. And after it happens, I walk around in the days, but today I didn't break down and cry. I just said, what is this? Just out of curiosity, what am I feeling? Because a lot of times I can't feel. Mm. I mean, I had a child that I raised. He has autism, doesn't speak, and he just had to go to a group home. Without going into all of that, he's gone, and so there's grief. So I'm still going through a grieving process on top of trying to figure out how to move where he is and then dealing with all people in the group home. But I had been using the whole love energy to create a new really great communication between the people that I didn't have. And all of a sudden, we got this new director. He called me. He said, oh my God, your child's on too much medication. We're changing, you know, who they take the people to in the group home. He heard me. And so all the things that are keeping me from getting what I want are fear, doubt, not being heard, not feeling good enough because nobody's listening. Yeah, all of that. In one big package. And the first thing that happened, it felt like a boulder just, it was a boulder was removed. That's how it felt. So with the book, the workbook, it organizes me now. So when I get up, I do that first thing and then I do meditation. So I'm saying, how do I want to feel today? How do I want to flow my energy today? Before I was just getting up and being tossed around by whatever happened. So it really is an intention.
Yeah, and we have that power. We have that power. Yeah. What you're also going to find is that your looks are going to change. You'll find yourself, you'll see yourself in the mirror, and it won't even look like you anymore.
Yeah. I'm already experiencing that. It's like everything is just shifting and turning, and I'm just trying to stay grounded. I love that meditation with the waterfall.
Mm.
I love that one. I think everybody has to find their own thing and rhythm with it. So I'm glad you're doing the class on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things you guys are talking about, talking to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I was with several family members when they passed. And my mother was very psychic. And when she was in a coma, I decided what the symbol I wanted from her. And she came through so much that the night she died, she came through the TV.
Oh, wow.
I said, that's too scary. I want to talk to you and I love you. But don't scare me because I'm by myself. So you do have to ask them, you know, how you want to communicate.
Yeah.
Without being scared to death.
When Jesse and I were taking care of my grandmother, as she was feeling to thrive, I think is what hospice calls it. We were in this house, this rental house, and it had a tiny, tiny bathroom. And grandma's on the potty. Jesse's in there. I'm in there. Both dogs are in there. There is no more room in there. And all of a sudden, we hear a door squeaking in the house. We're the only ones there.
Wow.
And the dogs heard it, and they went to the door. And Jesse turned around, and grandma looked, and I kind of peeked out the door, and Jesse said, is there anybody out there? And I said, yeah, they're all here, but I can't see them. And I could hear them laughing. I could hear this, you know, all the family members were there. You know, they're laughing because they kind of freaked us out just a little bit. But grandma thought that was hysterical. And by that time, grandma wasn't talking to us anymore. So for her to think that was really funny was awesome. So, you know, you never know how you're going to get a gift from spirit, you know, and they'll whisper in your ear, just like when I was making the bed and they told me that the playbook was going to make it into the top 100 of one of our categories. That was from them letting me know. And that peace just went all over my body that I knew it was going to happen. And you know, when you have those experiences, Kat, like you had with that shift of energy, remembering what that feels like, having that release of shift, of the shift into that other space and holding on to that with both hands. Because then when you have a day that's challenging or difficult, you can take those deep breaths and go back to that feeling to help you infuse whatever you're dealing with love energy.
Yeah, I really like that.
It always works. I've done that standing in line at the post office. I don't really recommend that, but that's how quickly it can happen. You know, calling in your angels and infusing whatever the situation is with love energy. And then by the time it's your turn and you walk out, you're a completely different person. Completely different person, because you've taken your power back. Anytime that we're in fear, we don't have any more power. And more fear can creep in. You know, if we're tired, and that's going to be a lot of recognition, being aware, am I tired? When you start to feel anxious or things start to feel overwhelmed, just, am I tired? And the answer is always going to be yes. Because when we're fully rested and we're in our power, that fear can't get in. It just keeps knocking, but it can't get in. Mm-hmm. But when we're tired, it can. And we can, when we recognize it, it's taking that deep breath and consciously choosing to shift our energy back into that higher vibration of love. Whether we start focusing and holding on to gratitude, or we call the angels in and we infuse whatever's happening with love energy. Because we can't be in fear and love energy at the same time. It's one or the other.
I couldn't hear my intuition through the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Through all this stuff, you can't hear it. No. I'm a highly intuitive person, so is my son. But when I'm in this, what am I going to do? How's it going to happen? You know, I'm always on that fight or flight. You can't hear it. So yeah. After the first class, I followed my intuition down to the store. Okay, somebody said, go to Angel's Garden. I didn't even think Angel. It's called Angel's Garden. It's a place where all these artists go. And there was only one woman in there. I wrote about that on the page, so I won't take up the time. But, you know, it was a nudge that I followed, because it's something that was able to drop in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping I can do that more.
Mm-hmm. You will. You will. And you'll find that things will pop in your head when you're washing the dishes, or you're vacuuming, or you're dusting, or you're in the shower. Oh, my God. There was one. After Daddy died, it was a few months after he passed. I was in the shower, and all of a sudden he starts talking to me. And I'm like, Daddy, I'm in the shower. He said, yeah, no, that's okay. I don't care that you're in the shower. I said, but Daddy, I'm really in the shower. Can you give me a little time? I'm going to be right. Nope, I'm not going anywhere because I got to tell you some things to tell your mom. And he told me four things to tell her. And he wasn't leaving until I did. So I had to call her as soon as I got out of the shower. And three of the things he told me, she had asked him specifically in spirit, what should I do about this? And the fourth thing, she hadn't asked him, but she was thinking I should ask him.
Wow.
And he came through and I told him. But it's about just allowing things to happen. You know, Gail, like when you're a busy girl, you've got a lot of things that you do, and you're taking care of William and Mary, and you just do a lot of things. You're not just sitting around reading a book. But are there times that your husband will just pop in your head and you'll think about him? Those are the times that he's close. And he got through to let you know he was there. And are there times, like, instead of asking you, I'll share an example. After Grandma died, and oh my God, Grandma was... She was my world. When she died, the grief was so strong that I couldn't even feel her anymore. And one day I was back in Colorado, and I was sitting in the chair and I was sobbing. And Magic was sitting with me, and I looked at Magic and I said, "Do you miss Grandma too?" Because, you know, he went with us to take care of her. And he looks at me right in the eye. I mean, we're just eye to eye, and he goes, "I see her all the time. I don't know what your problem is." And I stopped crying, and I was like, "What do you mean you see her all the time?" And I started laughing, and then I saw her, in my mind's eye, I saw her sweeping my kitchen floor wearing a pink duster.
I love it.
And that's what she would have done, because my floor did need to be swept. I'll be honest, it needed to be swept. But that's something she did every day of her life until we were taking care of her. She would sweep her kitchen floor first thing in the morning. But I saw her, and she looked great. So if there's a time that you're not thinking about them, but all of a sudden you spontaneously start crying, and they popped in your head, it's because they're right there. Because all that love that they bring with them, that's the way our human body reacts. It starts to cry. Mm-hmm. Now, I was at a medium platform mediumship thing in Connecticut one time with a friend of mine, Roland Comtois. He's a well-known medium in that area, and I'd never been to one of his programs, and I was sitting in the back, and all these people were there, and all of a sudden, I mean, he hadn't even started anything yet. I start crying. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just sitting there, and I just start crying, and that's when I realized that it was because all these deceased loved ones were coming in with all this love, and my human body couldn't take it. And I'm sobbing. He hasn't even started the program yet. Everybody else was kind of in the same boat, so it wasn't out of place. Yeah. But when they come in, you know, and don't feel bad if you don't start crying. That's okay too. Everybody's different. But for myself, as an empath, I feel that love energy and my body just starts to cry. For sure. And their energy, Kat, their energy can screw up your electronics.
Yeah.
I was doing, what was it? It was a 5-day mini vacation with your angels program. And on the last day, I asked Grandma if she wanted to join me. And she said, yes, she would. But she wanted her picture right in front of my monitor. Like, okay. So I put the picture there, and we're calling in the angels and we're getting started, and I can feel that energy going from here to woof, way up here. And I thought, oh no, I'm going to get disconnected. And boom, I was gone. Everybody else was still there and I got disconnected. So I had to call back in. I said, I'm so sorry. My grandma was here. And that's why in the beginning, when we start, I ask the angels to please take care of our technology to keep us together. Because when we start moving that energy and bringing all that love in, especially Mercury in retrograde, even though we're in the post shadow, it can affect our technology.
Well, that's interesting too, isn't it? Given everything that's been going on, I went sideways. Resume is sideways. Okay. A couple times when I've fallen asleep, this is just since we started the class, I had my name called. I've had that happen before in my life, you know, when you're going through the different levels and stuff. Right? But this time they called me Catherine. I just got divorced. I have a new name. Everybody's calling me Catherine. And I was like, what? Who is it? You know, usually I'll recognize a voice. Sometimes I do, but I'm thinking that was like my angel, my God. It was interesting though, because you're just drifting. And then I heard Catherine. New start. Cool.
So they're acknowledging it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It feels good.
Good. Good. I'm so glad. Well, does anyone have any other questions or anything else you'd like to talk about? No? Okay. Well, Anna, I know you stayed muted. I hope that you were able to hear everything okay. And if anything comes up for anyone, please post it in the Facebook and I'll be sure to respond. And if you have celebrations, you know, post those too, because, you know, we all want to celebrate with you. You know, you're not doing any of this alone. We're here for you and want to support you and celebrate with you. Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay. Well, have a lovely evening and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much, Kate. Have a good day, everybody.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.